Owners of existing clean energy power plants in New York say they'd like the same support from the state for their businesses that new ones get. WXXI's Karen DeWitt visited a 120-year-old hydroelectric dam to find out what the energy producers say is needed.
Looking at the oldest operating hydroelectric plant in the world. This was built in 1897.
Jim Beach's family-run engineering firm runs what he says is the oldest continuously operating hydroelectric plant, housed in a compact brick building that spans the Upper Hudson outside Mechanicville. Its seven generators were designed by General Electric scientist Charles Steinmetz, one of the founders of alternating current. Beach says the dam in the early days supplied power for the entire capital region. Since no one had power in their homes and most businesses were not electrified, that meant the electricity need only flow to the GE plant in Schenectady and electric streetcars in five nearby cities.
This plant is also believed to be the birthplace, the starting place of the modern electrical grid.
The turbines underneath the building churn in the water and operate essentially like water wheels. It's a refreshingly simple technology, although in modern times it's run by a computer and can be monitored through Beach's iPhone. And it produces power 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, as long as the river keeps running and there's regular rainfall, says Beach.
We like to say a day without rain is a day without sunshine. We love it when it rains.
The plant now generates enough power for 3,000 to 4,000 homes, but it could generate enough for 18,000 homes a day if it had some upgrades. But Beach says the price for the power is just 2.5 cents per kilowatt hour. That's down from 6 to 8 cents several years ago, not enough to make needed capital investments. The reason? Competition from cheaper natural gas. Neighboring New England states direct electric utilities to subsidize prices to make the clean energy sources more competitive. But New York offers incentives only for new clean energy plants, not existing ones. A bill passed by the legislature earlier this year and awaiting Governor Cuomo's signature could change that. Ann Reynolds with the Clean Energy Alliance of New York says utilities are already required to buy a portion of their electricity from the new clean energy sources. The bill would guarantee that the utilities would also buy power from the older sources by requiring that the price be set at a slightly lower rate than the going rate for power from the new sources. Costs would be funded through an existing crediting program.
We see it as a real gap that the clean energy standard supports new renewables, which we of course love, but doesn't have a program to support existing renewables when we're really depending on those existing renewables for the, 26% of the electricity we have now that is renewable, and we don't want those facilities to either close down or export their renewable electricity to other states.
Reynolds says New York is required to meet very ambitious goals for clean energy and be 70% carbon-free by 2030 and derive 100% of the state's energy from non-carbon sources by 2050. Beach doesn't view the measure as a handout. He says the state takes credit for the clean power generated by his plant and others like it and uses that to help meet its carbon reduction goals.
I don't look at it as a subsidy. It's simply being fair, paying us for what we already produce and what we get, what the state takes credit for. We have to document to the state every year how much generation, how much carbon-free generation we make. They keep track of that in a database, and essentially they're taking credit for it in their energy goals, which is fine, as long as they compensate for producing that power.
Beach's company also operates two other hydro dams, and he'd like to build several more. But he says in order to expand, he might have to sell the power for more money out of state, unless Cuomo signs the bill. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.